Every day that passes brings federal agencies just a bit closer to automatic spending cuts under sequestration. If Congress can't figure something else out, the process of reducing spending by $1.2 trillion over 10 years will start with the 2013 budget. Eric Wasson follows this for The Hill newspaper, and he joins us with the latest. Eric, good morning.
Good morning.
All right, so there's this big, ugly bear slobbering with teeth bared and bloody claws stalking the federal government called sequestration. Is Congress going to bring a shotgun to this party?
Well, you know, it looks like they're going to try to deal with that probably in the lame duck session. I really don't feel that they're going to be able to deal with something as big as sequestration anytime before the election, and the election will kind of determine what the dynamics are going to be. But I would suspect they're going to try to find some way to package a way to avoid sequestration with a way to deal with the the Bush era tax rates, which are also expiring. One thing that's very interesting, and I just noticed this going back through the August budget deal, is that $1.2 trillion in cuts over 10 years, the first bite of that in 2013, it's really the same overall discretionary spending level. It's just a shift so that there's more cuts to defense and security than there are to everything else, if you look at the details of it. And this really would tend to put more pressure on Republicans or defense hawks to come up with a compromise. So I think, the overall spending cap for 2013 is $1.047 trillion. And then that number remains the same whether or not there's sequestration. It just is a shift in which, instead of 500 and something billion dollars, the defense agencies go down to 300 and something. So there really is an onus on defense hawks to try to come up with a solution. And that again, would tend to play into the hands of the administration. But we'll have to see how the election pans out under President Romney. Things might work out differently.
Sure. And that's, if perhaps it'll be the same, who knows what will happen then. But say that the sequestration issue isn't dealt with by Congress until then, how is the specter of it going to sort of hang as a cloud over what Congress does between now and the end of the year?
Well, I think, one of the things that's very limited is the ability of appropriators to sort of anticipate the cuts in the past they perhaps could have used earmarks to shield pet programs. They no longer have that prospect. So, I think appropriators are going to probably try to cobble together a budget, based on the assumption that sequestration is not going to happen. What's going to happen, I think, first is that we're going to see Paul Ryan produce again a budget that will pass the House with deep cuts that have no chance of making it anywhere in the Senate. The Senate probably won't do a budget yet again, which will give a lot of fodder for Republicans who are running against the Senate. And then we'll just sort of hold off on really finishing appropriations bills until the lame duck session.
We're speaking with Eric Wasson, a staff writer for The Hill newspaper. What was Norm Dix? He's the, of course, Democrat from Washington, and he's the ranking member of the House Appropriations Committee. Yesterday, he said that he thought there would be a deal to avoid sequestration. What do you think he was talking about?
Well, I think, as I was saying earlier, the onus is really on defense hawks, and Norm Dix is a huge booster for defense. He comes from Washington State. Boeing is, very big presence there, aviation and defense aviation especially. So I think he is someone who would really be a bridge builder. He's a Democrat, so he can talk to Nancy Pelosi and others who are very keen on preserving social programs, but he's also a defense hawk, and he would be someone who would really be pushing a deal. At the end of last year, Eric Cantor, the House Majority Leader, tried to show that he was willing to try to take care of the sequester, and in part to gain, more loyalty from Buck McKeon, who's the head of the House Armed Services Committee. And that idea was kind of put out to pasture by House Speaker John Boehner, who said, we just need to deal with this later on. So I think, again, this all just reinforces my feeling that although there will be sort of tentative talks about this, and certainly Norm Dix, by working as an appropriator, is comfortable with bipartisanship, I just don't see a deal coming together before the election. That being said, if Romney is really able to turn up the pressure on President Obama about these cuts to defense and make it a huge issue. There may be more impetus to try to resolve that. Certainly, it's something Republicans are going to try to look to do, even though, you know, President Obama essentially got rid of Osama bin Laden, et cetera. They feel he is vulnerable on defense because of this sequestration.
Eric, just briefly, is there anything to be gained by lawmakers, by actually to be gained politically, by actually tackling this issue of sequestration now as opposed to later?
Well, you know, that's a good question. I think politically for the Republicans, it would make sense to get rid of it now, because if it's going to be tied into a year-end deal on the tax cuts, you know, their real objective at the year end is to preserve the Bush-era tax cuts. And the more sort of their wants that are taken off the table, the more chance they have of negotiating a positive outcome there. I think perhaps for the Democrats in the White House, it makes more sense to wait.
And then finally, we have the president's budget request for 2013 coming out maybe in a few weeks. What effect will that have on what's going on the Hill? Or is that just going to drop with a thud and it'll be ignored until the lame duck session?
Yeah, it tends to usually drop with a thud. I think it'll be very interesting, most interesting for the presidential campaign. It's slated to come out the first Monday in February by law. And although last year they sort of unilaterally delayed that, I guess it's by law required the first Monday in February, but there's really no penalty that's enforceable against the president for delaying. But I think, you know, if Obama doesn't really follow through on his sort of September deficit reduction plan of $4 trillion or $3 trillion, depending on how you do the math, in cuts over 10 years, then he'll get a lot of heat. And I think he is going to flesh out some significant cuts. And that's something that my colleague Alex Bolton, in a very interesting piece this week, pointed out, that Jean Sperling and other White House officials have been meeting with liberals to sort of prepare them for cuts that they're going to see in the budget. I think that will be an interesting dynamic. It's something that, even though President Obama, with the appointment of Richard Cordray, the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau director, has really been doing things that please the left, the budget may alienate the base in some ways. So I think politically it will be a very important document.